And it's time now to take a look at your stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. First of all, for defensively for Riverdale, DJ Moyers with 7 big tackles tonight, Josh Harney with an interception and 2 tackles, Alex Mitchell led Riverdale with 10 tackles, Gaston Haney had 6 for the Warriors, and Da'Darian Martin with 4 tackles, along with Elijah Herring with 5 and Ja'Corian Curry with 4. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, Douglas Belcher with 9 tackles tonight, Emerson Combs with 8 tackles, Jameer Eaton with 6 tackles and also had a big interception, Brendan Benthel had 4 tackles to go along with the Bulldogs, and Jaden Marble had 5 tackles along with Skyler Cagle with 4. Offensively for the Riverdale Warriors, we'll go first with Drew Smith, who had 68 yards in the first half, 145 in the second. On 21 carries, he finishes with 213 yards, plus he had 28 yards passing or pass receiving for a touchdown in there as well on that 4-yard pass from Holcomb. It was Kalen McKinney with 8 yards on 2 carries, and Yancey 7 carries and 12 yards. Yancey was 14 of 25 with 1 interception. Holcomb, 2 of 3 for 15 yards and had a touchdown. Riverdale had 9 first downs in the second half, 7 in the first half for a total of 16, and over 80 yards in penalties for the Warriors tonight. In the first half, Riverdale rushed for 83. They rushed for 158 in the second for a total of 241. They passed for 98 in the first half, 55 in the second, for a total of 153. Their total yardage tonight, 394 yards. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, they were led by, if you look at it, I guess Hartfield is going to be your leading rusher with 17 carries and 90 yards, but Johnson had a big touchdown. He had 17 carries on 53 yards. It almost looked like they interchanged them coming out, and they were pretty even in the first half. But they had good nights for both of them. Jamar Eaton had 2 carries for 4 yards, and Langston had 1 carry for 4 yards. Langston also had a big reception of 69 yards in the game as well and a touchdown. For the quarterbacks, Tig was 0 for 2 with an interception, but Landon Miller came in off the bench, and he wound up 7 of 10 for 151 yards and a touchdown. Smyrna rushed for 99 in the first, 44 in the second, and for a total of 143 on the ground. 105 passing, and I forgot to put in Hartsfield, McHale, and he also had a touchdown in there, so they wound up with 101 in the second half. They finished with 300 and about 48 yards total offense in the game. I'm sorry I didn't have that last one in. 4 first downs in the second half. They had 7 in four first downs in the second half and 7 in the first half for a total of 11. So a good night. But if you look at all the yardage, you would think the game might have had more points scored, especially early, but they didn't. Both teams kind of bent and didn't break.